Chapter 24. The Responsibility of a Watchman. Ezekiel 3, verses 17 to 19. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word of my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, Thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked man from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet, if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. These are the last words God spoke to Ezekiel in his vision. It was a solemn reminder to his servant of his responsibility to give the word of warning from God to the people. It was also advising Ezekiel that when he, God, pronounces judgment and punishment upon a people, it was certain to come. Therefore, the man of God must be faithful and ready to warn the people of coming judgment at the word of God. Ezekiel would be a prophet to his own people, a people that had abandoned their own God, Jehovah, and turned to idolatry and false religion. There is a solemn obligation upon a man who hears the word of God to deliver it faithfully to men. Every true man of God has that obligation upon him because the grace of prophethood has been given to him. As Jesus said in Luke chapter 12, verse 48, Unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. Whether it is to minister in the pulpit or to minister in a jail, to a prisoner in a hospital or on a street corner, he must obey the leadings of the Holy Spirit, give a faithful account of the message regardless of how it is received. A sighted one that sees a blind man strolling toward the edge of a cliff and does nothing to hinder him, stands by and allows him to step ahead and fall over the cliff, can be taken and charged with murder. A man of God cannot save a soul from hell, but he can share the message from heaven and warn a soul of impending danger. That does not mean he must go around trying to force repentance upon a sinner. It is said of the well-known preacher Peter Cartwright of the century past that he was trying to get a man to repent. So he took him to the river, thrust him into the water, held his head under a short while, then he brought him up and said, Do you repent? The man struggled and said, No. So he thrust him under again. And after three or four times of that treatment, the man repented. However, I am quite sure God did not intend to inspire that style of ministry. When I say unto the wicked, in other words, there is a time when God will speak, that is a time to be his mouthpiece. The man of God will know if and when God speaks, having his ears open and hearing what the Spirit says. It will do no good to talk to people if God is not speaking to them. When the time comes and God speaks, then it is time to speak and not keep silent. A certain officer in the police force in Los Angeles was not as yet converted when one night he attended Los Angeles Temple where Amy McPherson was speaking. Halfway through her message, Mrs. McPherson stopped and said, God is speaking to me. There are two people. There were several thousand in that meeting. Here tonight that the Lord tells me that either you get right with God this night or you will never have another chance. This police officer said to the man unknown to him, sitting beside him, I am one of those persons of whom God is speaking. The man beside him answered, I'm the other one. When the invitation was given, the policeman said, Come on, let's go. Your seatmate answered, No, not tonight. Well, you heard what she said. This is our last chance. Come on, let's go. No, some other time. Well, you know that was for you. Yes, I know. Well, she said there will not be another chance. Let's go. No. Well, I'm going. Well, go ahead. So the officer went forward and in repentance made things right with God. Later that night, this officer was on his beat when he got a call over the radio to go to a certain street as there was a robbery getaway, and he was to catch him. With his companion driving, they tore down the street with sirens wailing until they found and followed the robbery car. The robbers turned a corner, and the officer leaned out of the window to shoot out the tires of the robber car. As they sped on, a man stepped off the sidewalk just as they passed and fell on the street. He saw him fall in the rearview mirror. However, he realized that they had not hit him with a patrol car, so they pursued and soon caught the robbers with their car's tires shot out. While arresting the robbers, there came a call over the radio. Go back. You hit a man with your patrol car. The officer said, I knew we did not hit that man with our car, but they returned. There was a man lying down on the street. He was dead already. When they looked more closely, they saw that he had stepped into the line of fire, and there was a bullet hole right through his head. He was laying face down, and when they turned him over, to his total shock, he saw that it was the man that sat beside him in the temple service less than an hour before. That man never had another chance to find God. That officer was so thankful that he had obeyed the voice of the Lord that night. There is a time when God speaks. What he says, the man of God must faithfully repeat his message to its recipient. God does not play games with eternal souls when such profound verities as life and death, heaven and hell, are involved. There is justice, judgment, and it is certain, and punishment of evil inevitable to all who are not saved. The glorious good news is that Christ came to save sinners from their sins if they will repent and turn to the Savior. Therefore, there is a responsibility upon the servant of God to do everything possible to warn the sinner and inform the ignorant of the reality of eternal verities, even if people get angry at the message and the messenger. John Wesley would preach so vehemently against sin that some folk would grow so angry that they would throw things at him or rush forward to mob and thrash him. At such a time, he would nimbly hop up the stairs of his church into the upper pulpit, continue his preaching until the Spirit of God so convicted the mob of their sin that they would fall on their faces in mortal agony of holy fear and repent of their evil ways. Some people become very angry when informed of the danger of their ways because they do not want God or his ways. Do they want to go to hell? No, of course not. No one wants that. Rather, they rationalize in their minds that there is no hell or judgment. Nevertheless, there are some that will listen and flee to the Savior. Einar Wirmo, a great opera tenor singer from Sweden, told how, riding on a train in a filled passenger car, God told him to get up and sing that tender old hymn, Tell Mother I'll Be There. Feeling very foolish, he finally obeyed God and got up in this crowded railway car and started singing in his beautiful, powerful voice. Some people quickly got up and went out. Some people were angry. Some were wiping tears away. Others were praising the Lord. But there was one young man that called him over and said, That was for me. He was on his way at that very day to take a step that would seal him into a life of crime. That song reached him and turned him back. He was converted there on that car because a servant of God obeyed and stood and sang a song when God told him to do it. The man of God needs to be sensitive to the voice of God at all times. For having light and understanding from God, he must know where God wants that light to shine. They will die on their sins, God said. The things that judgment ordained will not be changed, but God's servant will be responsible unless he warns them. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman. In the vision, God had disclosed to Ezekiel the reality and glories of heaven, had lifted him up into the celestial spheres, had shown to him the place of divine glory, had given to him the revelation of the heavenly host, had revealed to him the amazing creatures out of the fire, had taken him through the thrashings of briars and thorns, had planted him in the captivity in Tel Aviv, had spoken powerful words of life from his mouth to him, had commissioned him and given him orders, had set him among the watchers, had made him a prophet, and last of all, now gives him a warning of his responsibilities. God, through a vision, revealed to Ezekiel the process, the means, and the ways of divine preparation of his commissioned servants. Although, for each servant, there would be variations of circumstances, happenings, means, and ways. Nevertheless, all of his servants, who will be commissioned of God, will be prepared in similar manner before they will be able to receive their commission.
This is the end of the audiobook Making a Man of God, which was narrated by Dr. R. Edward Miller.